February 27th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I would like to speak to you, my children, about blind ambition. This is the type of ambition that is self-centered and does not take heed of the goals that are in mind. Some goals are worthy, others are not. If you allow your ambitions to be only self-fulfilling, without considering the cost to others, then you have become blind to holy love. You may seem to be succeeding in the world, but God is not on your side. Your allies are not under my dominion either, and are just as blind as you are. If I do not have dominion over your heart, then I cannot have dominion over your ambitions. Your goals may be pleasing to you and to others, but you were created for the goal of pleasing me. All of your endeavors on earth need to be consecrated towards this end. Otherwise, you come before my son's judgment seat with empty hands. Do not be blind as to where your goals are leading you. When your goals are to please me and others, I am your ally and I am in the center of your heart." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10, the new life in Christ. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them, but now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.